Let's go to Rio, or after the Lord Mayor's show. As I said before, and here's the thing, it's Sunday, August the 12th, 2012, and our memorable 2012 Olympics is coming to a close. Please forgive me for republishing a blog that I first published in 2009. I still feel quite strongly about the IOC choosing the beautiful city of Rio de Janeiro for its next location in 4 years' time. You see, I've been there and I've looked under the carpet and there is so much dirt there and it's not even well hidden. Oh no, not another five-ring circus. I wrote in a blog in April 2009 of the nasty smell of corruption coming out of the 2012 Olympic Village, with blatant fraud apparently being ignored and Tessa Zhao's promised legacy turning into an expensive joke, with politicians, councillors and developers all having their sticky fingers in the pie. All I could think of when I saw that Barack Obama was flying to Denmark to pursue his hometown of Chicago's bid for the 2016 Olympics was, great, so long as it isn't coming back here. Then I saw that the winner of the Olympic lottery was Rio de Janeiro, and I have only just recovered from the shock of being able to write about it. The beautiful, serene, sensible one, my wife, thought that I was heading for a serious brain hemorrhage. I was so stunned that I was unable to even croak, "I don't believe it." Where have the Olympic Committee been for the past 30 years? I can only think that as part of their whining and dining during their delegation's visit to Rio, they were also smoking wacky backy. Perhaps they were dazzled by the beauties on Copacabana Beach, sporting their Brazilian wax bodies while taking in washing. That's a disgusting naval term. In the form of their bikini thongs. Perhaps when they were taken up to see the stunning views from the top of Sugarloaf Mountain, for it does remain one of the most beautiful cities in the world, they were stopped from looking over to the east towards the favelas. Didn't they see the 2007 film Trop d'Elite? Have they not heard of the elite special forces police unit known as BOPA? Why do they think Rio needs a special police operations battalion? The BOPA stands for Batalha de Operações Policiais Especial. Their speciality is in urban warfare and is believed to be one of the most violent military forces in the world. They are equipped better than our armed forces in Afghanistan, Syria or Iraq. Their insignia is a skull pierced by a dagger. The favelas are shanty towns which appear to hang from the side of the hills, looking like piles of wood and tin packing cases. About 1.3 million people live in the favelas in Rio. Most live without proper sanitation or electricity. Drug lords control the favelas, and there are believed to be over 200,000 drug traffickers in the city. The whole place is a lawless battleground impacted by the cocaine trade. Regular shootouts between traffickers and police and other criminals, as well as assorted illegal activities, lead to murder rates in excess of 40 per 100,000 inhabitants in the city of Rio, with much higher rates in the favelas. There were officially 5,700 homicides last year in the state of Rio de Janeiro as a whole. 5,700 in a year. Where the roads grow more congested every day, the whole city reeks of inequality and neglect, the public spend their lives on board in a hellish transport system. No doubt the Olympic Committee has promised that these cesspits will be cleansed as part of their bid, but there have been so many failed attempts to cleanse the city before. In fact, the population of the favelas have increased steadily by over 24% after the last cleansing drive. Estimates in Rio media put the drug sales as a business which rakes in as much as $150 million per month. $150 million per month. While talking of budgets, the Rio bid has a proposed budget of $14.4 billion. but this Brazilian playground hosted the Pan American Games in 2007, and then spending ballooned to six times the original budget and brought no long-term benefits to the city. Apart from the violence, drugs, muggings, petty crime and poor sewage, the city also has a deplorable traffic system, with roads becoming jammed solid every single working day, and that is before hosting the Olympics. It also has a great shortage of hotel rooms. This week, when they celebrate winning their bid for 2016, the Rio newspaper Odeia says they are haunted by the fear of corruption, the poor use of public money and the electoral use of the Olympic Games. Their sports minister, Orlando Silva, rejects the idea that security issues would hamper successful games in 2016, saying security is a challenge for all countries in the world. Still, I suppose they're lucky not having Tessa Jow running their show. Wehey, let's party. Let's have a carnival and then go down and watch the girls go by on Ipanema, the sexiest beach in the world. Even should I be spared that long, I wouldn't go to the Olympics in Rio if I had a free ticket. Well, I suppose I could just go and watch the sailing. NB. A report in the Times on October the 19th reported drug gangs blast a police helicopter out of the sky. Four officers were killed when their helicopter was caught in the crossfire between two rival drug gangs in Rio de Janeiro who were fighting a turf war when 12 gang members were killed. Officials insisted they would be able to control any threat to security of the games. Back to Monday, August 13th, 2012. The clock is now ticking for Rio 2016. Construction work has yet to start on the Olympic Park, which is still a disused racetrack. Deodora, the future site of the other main Olympic venue, which will host equestrian, shooting, hockey and BMX, among others, has yet to see a bulldozer. Some venues are tailor-made for the Games. Copacabana will naturally host beach volleyball, and the famous Maracana Stadium will undergo a £300 million revamp for the football. But this has already been hit by bribery allegations. More than half of the projects needed for the Rio Games are still on the drawing board. The clock is ticking. I hope if I'm still alive and kicking in 2016, I will not be saying, "I told you so," but nobody listened. It's now 2015 and the next Olympics looms. I just had to enlarge my previous blogs on the subject and entitled it rather crudely, "The Shithole Dunny Midden That Is Rio." It's too late to expect anybody to listen to my rants, but it might get someone to notice. I apologise for the rather crude title. In fact, I'm not sure why I bothered to star out the shithole, because if you bother to Google the word, it describes it as a bad place, especially somewhere undesirable to live or work. You can only judge a shithole by the turds that pass through it. That's it. It's called Rio de Janeiro. I must declare an interest in that all of my life I've been a competitive sailor, competing in nearly every class of sailing yacht, from a mirror dinghy to one of the tall ships, with Flying Dutchmen, 505s, Dragons and Ocean Racers in between. I've also been a couple of times to Rio de Janeiro. I've also banged my drum at the idiocy of the Olympic Committee in choosing it for next year's Olympics. But did they listen? Nah. Oh well, at least I shall be able to say "I told you so." If you see Rio on the travelogues, you will not be able to wait to go there. Look at the beautiful girls on Copacabana Beach. Listen to Barry Manilow on the sexy Ipanema. Yes, that'll do me. I must say that I love the endless sands of Preinar Beach. Look up at Christ the Redeemer, the 98 feet tall soapstone figure of Jesus Christ with its arms outspread on top of Corcova, Cavada Mountain, overlooking the city that is Rio. I've exhausted myself decrying the corruption, poverty, filth, poverty, corruption and more corruption and poverty, and especially the most violent and, yes, the most corrupt special police operations battalion called the Bopper that lie just beneath the surface in Rio de Janeiro in my previous writings. So allow me to don my sailor's hat and bring up, not literally, the matter of the waters around those beautiful beaches. This month, the international sailors are gathering in Brazil for an Olympic test event. They have discovered that the sea around Guanabara Bay, where sailing, open water swimming and triathlon events for next year's Olympic Games will take place, it's still full of raw sewage. The team bosses are reporting dangerously high levels of viruses and bacteria. The murky waters around Rio are literally an open sewer. From Saturday, almost 400 sailors from 55 nations will compete in the 10 sailing events during the week-long regatta, using 6 courses inside the bay and 3 outside. British and American athletes are taking extra supplements, vitamins and probiotics and that hopefully will help strengthen the stomach and combat possible infections. These aren't expected to be swimming in the sewer. That will be left to the open water swimmers and triathletes. Olympic organisers, hearing warnings from people like me, promised that this situation would be taken care of in the run-up to the Games and said that the amount of raw sewage flowing into the bay would be reduced by at least 80% in plenty of time for the August 5th to the 21st Games next year. They now admit they will not be able to meet the target and have instead vowed to ensure that the race lanes are clean and clear. What? Apart from the human sewage, the coastline around is littered with tyres, sofas, trees, branches and mountains of all kinds of plastic detritus. Floating debris is hazardous and could even prove fatal to a lightweight yacht travelling at racing speeds. To go back to the polluted waters, biologists report that rivers leading into the bay contain superbacteria that was resistant to antibiotics that cure urinary, gastrointestinal and pulmonary infections. I took part in the support team for the 1972 Munich Olympics, where the sailing was held at Kiel, and felt blessed that we were some distance away from and not involved in the massacre by Black September. Next year's Olympic sailors and swimmers might not be so lucky. The difference is that next year's ticking time bomb was foreseen and something could have been done about it. Rio's mayor insists that in spite of the hazardous water, displacement of the favelas, rising police violence, they are full speed ahead for Rio 2016. Reports from Amnesty International state that 16% of homicides since 2010 have been committed by on-duty police officers. They believe that the cause is a toxic cocktail of a corrupt, violent and ill-resourced police force, communities so poor and marginalised that they are hardly visible, and a criminal justice system that constantly fails to deliver justice and reparation for human rights violations. What a fine choice of venue for the Olympic Committee made. If you are up to your neck in a sewer and surrounded by alligators, what should you do? If it were left to me, I don't think I would have got in the sewer in the first place. Saturday, 29th of August 2015, reported on BBC Sport. Olympic 2016 news is coming in that a German sailor is making Rio pollution claims. German sailor Erik Heil claims that he has contracted an infection after competing in the polluted waters which will host next year's Rio Olympics. There are photographs of the rotting flesh on his leg posted on Erik's blog. The German sailing team said that Heil, who came third at a recent test event in Guanabara Bay venue, was told by a Berlin hospital that he had been infected by multi-resistant germs. Further, South Korean windsurfer Won Woo Cho was taken to hospital during the week-long test event, suffering from similar symptoms to the German sailor. Oh, bugger it, I can't stop myself. I told you so! In 2012, 2014 and 2 days ago, the waste from the main hospital where such infections come from are pouring untreated waste straight into Guanabara Bay. Someone could die. End of rant.